News that the Alberta government is looking at legislation to create an independent police agency could affect Lac La Biche's Peace Officer Training Centre, says the program's boss. While admitting that details on the government's plan haven't made their way to his desk, Chris Clark, the director of training at the Law Enforcement Training Centre in Lac La Biche, said the prospects of more officers would likely mean more training opportunities at the municipality's unique program. According to information released by the province within the last week, if passed, Bill 11, the Public Safety Statutes Amendment Act would establish a new organization that would work in conjunction with police services in Alberta, including the RCMP, Municipal Police Services, and First Nations Policing. Furthermore, officers in this new agency would be responsible for police-like functions currently being done by Alberta sheriffs. Clark, himself a one-time member of the RCMP and a former municipal peace officer, said he couldn't comment much on the emerging information as the provincial government hasn't briefed officials at the training facility, aside from very basic discussions. But he did say that the formation of an eventual service that will provide additional policing services could no doubt assist in protecting residents of Alberta and keeping communities safe. Increased frontline demands. Clark says the news from the province isn't surprising as there is more demand being placed on law enforcement services in all communities. He says in the 3 years since the Lac La Biche Law Enforcement Training Program has been operating, it has seen a significant increase in demand for training programs and other specialty programs that cater specifically to police and law enforcement agencies. The Law Enforcement Training Center recognizes the demand placed upon frontline law enforcement and policing services, he said. As the province continues to expand the roles and responsibilities of law enforcement agencies, there will no doubt be an increase in the courses and training provided by the center to respond to increased demand. According to Clark, there are about 25 Alberta sheriffs operating in the Lakeland region, either as highway patrol officers or with Alberta Fish and Wildlife. Throughout the year, on average, Clark explained, the Law Enforcement Training Center sees roughly 50 Alberta sheriffs from around the province come through its doors to receive training in various specialized areas of law enforcement as well as recertifications and continuing education. The Lac La Biche Post Newsroom did contact the Alberta Sheriff's Branch and the Ministry of Public Safety and Emergency Services for more information on how the proposed new policing program would affect regional coverage. A response to the request for comment has not yet been received. Union concerns. Uncertainty regarding how the role of sheriffs could change across the province is not sitting well with the Alberta Union of Provincial Employees, AUPE, the organization that represents provincial sheriffs and corrections officers. According to AUPE Vice President Bobby Joe Borody, many things remain unclear as the government has failed to consult sheriffs or the union about the changes that are coming. She added that at this particular point in time, the union has no further information other than what is currently contained in Bill 11. This lack of consultation shows a lack of respect for frontline law enforcement workers who risk their lives for Albertans, Borody told Lakeland this week, adding that AUPE's biggest concern is ensuring sheriffs are adequately compensated, not only for the work they are currently doing, but for future work as well. Currently, according to union and provincial agreements, Alberta sheriffs are paid between $25 per hour to $44 per hour depending on pay grade and years of service. Borody said union officials also recognize that police forces across Alberta are struggling to recruit new officers, and wonders what the recruitment process will ultimately look like, and where candidates will come from to fill the ranks of another law enforcement service. We are concerned about whether the sheriffs will be given options as this new model of policing is implemented, she said. Borody says the AUPE is also concerned about the abnormally high degree of government control and interference that will be part of such a new police agency compared to provincial police forces in Ontario and Quebec. She said Bill 11 shows that it will be the public safety minister who determines the priorities and policies of the new police agency. This raises the fear that it will be a political police force, she stated. Provincially, Public Safety Minister Mike Ellis has not offered a budget for the proposed new service. He has also not provided any timelines about the implementation of the proposal if the legislation is approved.